Yeah, g'day, mate. You're listening to a Radio 1 91 FM podcast.
Now, I am pleased to be joined by Fables here for a wee corridor about their new tune, which has just come out today, Eyes Closed, also with a music video as well. How are you doing?
I'm doing very well.
Nice. You're up in Tamaki, eh? And it's all muggy and crazy there.
Yeah, it's muggy, and it's Friday.
Yeah, so nice.
It's all go around here.
You got a big weekend planned?
My son is turning 5.
Oh.
So, we're having a Transformers-themed birthday party.
Cute, cool.
So I'll be, like, knee-deep in sticky stuff.
Yeah, probably. Yeah. Have you made a cake, or you got a cake from somewhere somehow?
I'm a notoriously terrible baker. It's just one of those things that is definitely a science and not an art.
Totally, yep.
So my mum will be doing the baking.
Yeah. No, I agree. Same vibe. I don't know how people do that stuff. So for our listeners who might not have heard about Fables, could you give us a bit of a rundown of what the project is? Because I know that it's like primarily yourself, but then it also seems to be a crazy ensemble of a whole bunch of different things as well. So could you give us just, a rough rundown of the whole project?
Yeah, I mean, so I've been writing as Fables since I was in year 13 in school.
Mm-hmm.
So that was just like the name for whatever the songwriting kind of project was.
Mm-hmm.
And then since then I've had a kind of revolving cast of talented musicians that have come on and sort of supported the songs.
Mm.
And then for this album, it's kind of the first time in really my whole musical career that I've had the same set of people work on the same set of project as Fables, if that makes sense. So it's being produced by Dave Kahn with the support of Reb Fountain.
Mm-hmm.
We've done a lot of recording kind of in their garage, essentially.
Mm-hmm. Cool.
And then we've got Cass Basil, who plays bass in the recordings. But then for the live show, I have Finn Johansson, who also directs the music videos. And then I've got Arahi on drums, who also did the Enough video. And that's kind of the main cast of the team presently.
Mm-hmm.
I've got Emily Wheatcross-Snape doing some of the recording, all of the mastering, and then Dave Kahn's buddy Dan Luscombe, who plays in Marlon Williams' band as well.
Mm.
And so he's been doing all of the mixing and stuff from Australia.
Cool. Oh, that's awesome.
Yeah, that's kind of the rundown.
Yeah. And so the project's taken quite a few forms before it got to this point. Maybe could you tell us a little bit about how it's kind of evolved over that period of time? You said it since you're all the way since high school.
Mm-hmm. I hope that my songwriting has evolved since.
Yeah.
We live in hope. This album itself has taken maybe 2 years from the first demo.
Mm-hmm.
And even the songs themselves have changed quite a lot.
Mm-hmm.
So they kind of started off a lot bigger in some ways, and then we've reduced them down and made them kind of more intimate, and then kind of grown them out again, and they are almost as big as they were in the first place, but in this totally different palette.
Mm-hmm.
Which has been really fun for me to kind of lean into and experiment and kind of find the confidence to distill what I'm trying to say into a sound that feels distinctly like myself, which is no small feat. And sometimes you need to find a lot of other people before you can
find
yourself I don't know how to say that, make it make sense, but I needed the right group of people around me to, hold the songs rather than kind of have a turn with them, if that makes sense.
Cool.
Yeah.
Yeah, because I've noticed you've had like quite a bit of different instrumentation and stuff going on throughout your music, and obviously I can see how that might come from having lots of different musicians involved. But also, does that kind of reflect how you're writing the music as well? Do you tend to write on different instruments? Do you primarily like to perform on the same thing you're writing on and stuff like that? How does that look for you?
Yeah, so I just write all of the songs on guitar.
Mm-hmm. Cool.
And I sing them,
yeah.
And sometimes I'll try and write it on piano and then hand it over to someone that plays way better than me.
Yeah, yeah.
but usually that's a last resort. That's usually not that if I've usually tried it on guitar first,
yeah,
and then just sculpted it that way.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, this time I've been learning. You know, like I played electric guitar. I've got mm-hmm. on enough. I mean, Eyes Closed has my first guitar solo. It's just
ooh,
one note,
yeah,
and
yeah.
it's going to a really noisy pedal, but it felt empowering. And I play Glockenspiel.
Oh, cool.
And
yeah.
Got lots of mellotron and synths and a micro freak and mm-hmm. just having lots of fun with things that aren't necessarily distinctly folk music instruments, whereas I came from quite a traditional folk music background.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah.
And what sort of what's got you into trying to open up to those different areas of exploring sound? Is that from like a different types of music you're listening to and engaging with, or is that from just trying to expand the project and stuff like that?
I think it's mostly resourcing, for lack of a better word, you know, like I was just playing with what I had around me, which were what my peers were doing. So we had, you know, cello and double bass and
mm-hmm.
You know, fiddle and things, and now I have less of that. Like my cellist moved to Wellington and my double bass player moved to Scotland of all places. And so I found a new band after a little while, and
mm-hmm.
It is kind of more what's the word, I don't know, it's different.
Yeah, different. Yeah, yeah, that's
to me
good
it
word.
Still feels like folk music, but
yeah, totally,
but it might not go down quite as well in the folk clubs as I used to.
And so maybe could you tell us a little bit about what some of your influences have been for this project, whether that's like ones that you know, started you out writing music like this, but then also maybe things that you've listened to as you've grown up with creating music under that moniker.
I do love our New Zealand folk, mm-hmm. you know, our Aldous Harding and our Nadia Reeves,
yeah,
and
yeah.
our Candace Milner, mm-hmm. and all of those really talented people. Obviously, Reb has been a massive influence
yeah, cool.
with Fountain, just because, you know, working with her and being around her and her support. I've always loved Laura Marling,
mm-hmm.
And who else? Hayley Hendricks.
Yeah, cool.
She has
cool.
a new album, Fluorescent Light, which has actually recently come out, but I listened to a lot of Seed for a Seed, I think is the name of the album before that.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Oh, what a masterpiece.
Yeah, totally. Yeah.
And then Hayley Blaze.
Okay, Hayley Blaze.
I don't know if I can say swears, but she has a song called The Coolest Fucking Bitch in Town.
And
oh, so good.
Cool.
So good. Well, just a lot of really talented narrative-based songwriters.
Mm.
You know, people that can tell you a story where you might have to listen a few times before you understand what the depth of it, you know?
Yeah, yeah, interesting. Yeah, I really like that about, I guess, the folk kind of maybe aesthetic or like mindset of how you're writing. I don't know. It can have can be like more simple, but also more esoteric in like how you approach things in music. I saw it. So you're dropping your, was it a phone or a laptop?
I just dropped my full laptop on the ground.
Oh,
because I could
no.
hear my daughter running upstairs.
Yeah, well, maybe just as a last couple of kind of questions and talking points, we're about to play the track Eyes Closed. Do you want to talk to us a little bit about this tune itself?
Yeah, it's a hard one to figure out what to say that isn't already in the song. But just, I was with someone, I was with the father of my children for about 10 years and just navigating that grief and disappointment and trying to redefine what my boundaries were. And I think some of the lyricism and the words came before the conversations in a way.
It's
kind of just, have you ever walked somewhere when you've got to have a hard conversation and you realize that you've been muttering to yourself?
Under
your breath. This song is kind of came out of that feeling of like psyching yourself up to have a conversation, or also things that I wish that I said in an argument or in a discussion that I just couldn't find the words for at the time and had to reflect on that. That's where I am in that song at the moment.
No, that's great. That's a really amazing description of it. And a very cool, feeling or concept. I would say metaphor to try and capture it, but it's not really a metaphor, it's like a reality.
I wish it was a metaphor.
Cool, and then also just thought we should talk about the project in the future as well. What's Fables looking like at the moment? Are you got plans for the project, for performing, for recording? What can we hope for?
Trying to book more shows.
Yeah.
I'd love to travel further afield.
Yeah.
So look out for that album is coming out on the 18th of April.
Woohoo, you heard it here first.
It's not quite 100% locked in.
Yep.
We're doing a very ADHD friendly release cycle. It's just like
that's perfect. That's exactly what I need.
Everybody has, before I started doing this, they were like, don't do that. Wait till everything's finished. I don't think anybody would see anything from me if that's how I operated.
Yeah.
So we're just kind of like, I need the dopamine of like putting something out so I remember that I can do it again. long story short, give me compliments in the future. It's really helpful.
Yeah, and where can people send their compliments to?
I'm on Instagram. Fables was taken, so you have to look up official Fables.
Oh, nice.
But I'm on Bandcamp, and I read all of the YouTube comments before I go to sleep if I'm sad. You know, like I'm very humble.
Cool. All right. Awesome. Well, make sure you go do that, audience listeners. Go and send your compliments so we can get some new Fables out. And hopefully convince you to come down to Otipoti as well.
We're working on it, I promise.
It's been a real pleasure talking to you, and I can't wait to hear more from you. So thanks so much for joining us on the radio.
Thank you for having me.
No worries. All right, see you, Jess. I am going to check on this track. This is Fables Now with the very, very cool new single and video, which you can't see the video on the radio, but you can give it a listen and then go home and watch it on YouTube as well. This is Eyes Closed here on Te Reo Irirangi Kotahi.
in our sieves. That was a Radio 1 91 FM podcast. You can find more of them at r1.co.nz/podcast.